The Sudanese doctors say at least seven protesters died when security forces fired into a protest in Khartoum Tuesday. They say nearly 100 others are wounded and some are listed in critical conditions. A Sudanese doctor who preferred to remain anonymous for fear of reprisals from the security forces told South Sudan in Focus via phone that a majority of the wounded were shot in the chest and head. The doctors say some of the wounded could not make it to the hospital and have been arrested by the police.
We have recorded seven deaths and approximately more than 40 others wounded with gunshots, and we have also different other types of wounds, but the majority are due to gunshots. There are more than eight cases inside the Khartoum state and in other towns as well.
Pro-democracy protesters reject the military coup on October 25th and continue to demand civilian rule. The Sudanese Professional Association, a coalition of different Sudanese professionals who played a significant role in ousting longtime President Omar al-Bashir in 2019, last night called for a 2 days of civil disobedience starting Tuesday. The doctor confirmed that medical workers have begun the civil disobedience with some exceptions for critical medical conditions.
We have excluded critical conditions such as hemodialysis, severe bleeding, pediatric cases, and all other underlying conditions. However, the rest of the cases that are not critical, we don't respond to.
Universities, colleges, and some schools in Khartoum remain closed as they respond to the call of civil disobedience. The Vice Chancellor of Khartoum University, Professor Fadwa Abdulrahman, announced the suspension of routine work and lectures at the university on Tuesday and Wednesday in solidarity with the people involved in the civil disobedience. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, Abubakar Hamid, a member of the Sudanese Teachers Union, says his group has directed all schools to suspend classes and observe the civil disobedience call.
Our students are now taking part in the ongoing protest as their expression to reject the military coup. This is part of their solidarity with their colleagues who are killed and wounded. Our hope is that the situation gets normal and our citizens are secure and safe as we continue to demand civilian rule.
The head of the Sudanese Sovereign Council, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, chaired a Security and Defense Council meeting Monday and ordered an immediate investigation into the ongoing killing of protesters. The government also approved the establishment of a special force to counter terrorism in the country. The United Nations Integrated Transition Assistance Mission in Sudan, or UNITAMS, said the use of live fire ammunition on the protesters was unacceptable. Its statement called on authorities to cease using force against peaceful protesters and conduct credible investigations into such incidents. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.